On Brown University Week, how do people form their opinions on today's issues? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Stephen Sloman, professor of cognitive, linguistic, and psychological sciences, explores whether the people around us are the key to changing minds.
We tend to assume that information matters, that people develop their opinions by reasoning from facts. For example, the idea that the problem of fake news can be solved by teaching critical reasoning skills assumes that our opinions would change with more accurate information about policies and better reasoning. An alternative view is that our opinions are determined not by information, but by those around us, that we are just channels for what others think. We know that people rely on others to form their political opinions. For instance, attitudes toward vaccination are better predicted by people's political views than by their health status. We also know that people increase their sense of understanding of a political issue by learning that others with more expertise understand it, suggesting that we tend to outsource our opinions. A consensus conference brings a representative sample of the citizenry together to learn about political policy proposals, turning participants into informed voters. It turns out that such learning opportunities do change minds. We investigated whether people are willing to outsource their opinions to such a conference by asking average citizens their opinions about several political policies with or without telling them how a consensus conference had influenced participants. In 5 studies, we gave no information about the policies. We simply told people how the conference had influenced people's opinions. This did, in fact, influence our subjects. This willingness to outsource to a conference changed minds to almost the same extent as the conference itself. This provides a very simple way to bring evidence to bear on citizens' attitudes without having to educate them about issues at all. People may reason, but a key thing they reason about is what others believe.
That was Stephen Sloman of Brown University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.